This is the John Oakley Show podcast.
Mitzi Hunter, she is a number of things. She's the MPP for Scarborough Guildwood. She's the finance critic for the Ontario Liberal Party. She is a former Minister of Education in the Wynne government. She is a candidate for the leadership of the Liberal Party when that leadership convention convenes in March. And I guess she's a former colleague of mine. And if I push the envelope a little bit, I can say a friend. Hi, Mitzi.
Hi, Peter. You absolutely can say a friend.
Okay. Well, let's be friendly and talk about how we both feel about a couple of things, not least the education file these days, because it's a file you know well. The fact that there was a one-day strike by the Ontario Secondary School Teachers, that there's a board report now that allows OECTA to go on strike at some point, that ETFO already has the ability to strike, and it's kind of he said, she said, in the sense that all the unions seem to be accusing the education minister of the day, Stephen Lecce, of negotiating through the media, and Stephen Lecce saying, we just want to help the children. I'm wondering what you think about all this as a veteran.
I watch the minister talking and holding news conferences in the hallways of Queen's Park instead of sending his team to the bargaining table. And I'm just wondering why he's doing that. It just seems as if the tone at the bargaining table is less than collaborative, and the minister is not doing the situation any favors by, you know, being out doing news conferences and not doing the hard bargaining at the table.
Well, you know, I know you say that, and I'm not being argumentative here, but we tried to get the president of OECTA on because that's the latest union, the Catholic Teachers Union, that has a no-board report and is ready to entertain strike action. But they said, no, we don't want to appear because we don't want to throw a monkey wrench in here. We're negotiating. We're at the table this week. So it's not entirely dead on a negotiation level.
Not at all. No, there's lots of work being done at the table, and remember there are multiple unions that are in a position right now. OECTA will be on December 21st in a position where they can strike. As you said, ETFO already is, and OSSTF held a one-day strike, the first since 1997 under my care, mind you,
Problems with the teachers' unions.
No, but Peter, I actually negotiated with all of these unions and settled my agreements. I had 9 agreements that were settled as extension agreements. It was difficult. It was hard. We had sleepless nights. But at the same time, all the deals got done, and they were done fairly. So,
but in fairness, Mitzi, and you know, you can argue with me. I was sitting on the other side of the house when you did that. I think you gave them what they wanted pretty well to keep peace in the house.
No, for the agreements that I presided over as the former Minister of Education, they were extension agreements, the ones actually that have expired now, and we drove hard deals. So. Now hindsight is always better, but I can tell you that we had nothing like what I'm seeing right now, Peter. You know, teachers out with picket lines and just, you know, 600,000 plus students out of school for a day.
That's a terrible thing.
Just imagine what parents and students are saying, because it is so disruptive to have that happen.
You and I agree on that. But let me ask you this. My take on this is, you know, everybody's posturing because this is about children after all. Yeah. I don't see it that way. I see it as the government enacted legislation that says we're going to hold everybody to a 1% raise. They actually got it and came to an agreement with CUPE. But the main unions, the teachers themselves, ETFO and OECTA and OSSTF, they're not interested in a 1% raise. They say it's about the children as well. I see it this way. They want 2%, and we can't afford it. What do you say?
Well, you know, I say, what are your priorities? And, the 1% is being challenged, and we'll see if it survives the constitutional challenge, because the right to bargain and to have representation is part of the Canadian Charter. So there is some question marks around that. I think there are other issues that are burning at the table as well. This government in the spring, they're the ones that threw a wrench change into everything by saying that class sizes needed to go to 28. Some boards even acted on that because it was a directive coming from the minister and the ministries about class sizes. Now they're backing off and they're saying, oh, no, we'll go to 25. Well, the class sizes are 22.5, so it is an increase, even though you're backing down on something that you said earlier on.
Well, here's something.
With e-learning.
Let me stop you there. I hear you on the e-learning, and I hear you on the class sizes, and I know that there was a bit of a walk back on both of those things, which I think is, you know, kind of meeting you more than halfway type of thing. But whether we agree with that or we don't agree with that, some of this stuff has to stop somewhere. There are a lot of people listening to us who are never going to see a pension. In fact, 70% of Ontarians are never going to see a pension from anybody for anything. They're never going to see the kind of vacation and sick days and so forth that teachers get. They're not going to get a 1%, much less a 2% raise this year, but it's their tax dollars that are going to go to ultimately arrive at a settlement that keeps our kids in school and keeps people learning. And this government, whether you like it or even whether I like it or not, was elected to stop spending that amounted to a $350 billion debt in the province that we have no hope of attacking. That's what this is about.
Peter, you don't need to convince me around the value of pension. I mean, I'm the one that led the conversation around expanding pension coverage for Ontarians, which actually led to the CPP expansion for all working Canadians.
I realize that, but I brought it up by way of saying that we Ontarians don't get them now, but we're supposed to be the ones who pay for teachers to get really great ones.
Well, I mean, teachers pay 50% of that cost.
Yes, they do.
As well, right? Mm-hmm. And so they absolutely have their pensions. But what I am hearing from the education partners and what I want to say to this minister and all the stakeholders around the table, keep the students first and foremost in your minds as you're making demands at the table and as you're negotiating at the table, because after all, that is why we're all here. And you know, I got to say, I was reading some online posts yesterday that said, you know, a one-day strike is just like a snow day. And I disagree with that. As the former Minister of Education, every class day, every learning instructional day is very important in the education of our kids in our school system. And we've got to do whatever we need to do, including checking our egos, to get a deal and a fair deal at the table. And that's what I'm holding out for that. I'm encouraging that. And we got to bring the temperature down. So I actually think that, you know, OECTA has done a good thing by not wading into the situation so soon after a one-day strike and by saying, you know, we're going through our collective bargaining process. They've got to wait out their, I believe it's 17 days that they have to wait out until they are in a legal strike position. So let's hope that we get some deals done. And
let's sure let's do hope that, Mitzi. Mitzi, we're basically past the end of the segment that was going to include you, but I can't let you go without asking you for a quick reaction on the Auditor General's report specifically relating to climate change and where we stand in her view versus where we should stand according to what she's spelling out is the need to meet our targets for 2030.
Well, I would say jaw-dropping comment that I heard in the responses yesterday was when the Minister of the Environment said that she didn't say our report, our plan was terrible. That is the lowest bar I've ever seen set by a minister. So, you know,
bad choice of words.
A nice choice of words. And, you know, they're nowhere near meeting the current targets, let alone the UN saying that the targets need to double. We were just all waiting for the government of Canada, for the Liberal government's throne speech, which will likely strengthen targets even more. And here we have Ontario, who's supposed to be the leader in Canada on all fronts of as the most populous province, and is saying, well, our plan is not terrible.
And then, by God, we'll save the world.
We got to raise the bar, and we got to think of the future. We've got to think of the future of our young people. That's what we spent today talking about. And you know, they want to make sure there's a planet here for them in the future. So we've got to take some responsible decisions and at least come up with a plan that has a reasonable chance of meeting the targets.
Mitzi Hunter, MPP for Scarborough, Guildwood, and all those other titles. Good luck in your continuing battle for the leadership, and thanks. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Peter.
All right. Mitzi Hunter was a Minister of Education, and she is indeed in the leadership race, 1 of 5, for the Liberal Party of the Province of Ontario. I am Peter Sherman. This is The Oakley Show on Global News Radio 640.
Thanks for listening to the John Oakley Show podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and anywhere else you get your on-demand audio.